am bringing a writing schedule.
Writing schedule.
I need to make that a priority.
So making priority is the focus of today's session. And what would you like to have as a result, as a output of our session?
I need to have a writing schedule that I adhere to. Because what I do is I tell myself I'm going to write, and then I get distracted by other things, and I would rather go do some of the other things than do what I've set up to be purposeful writing time. So I want that scheduled, and I want to stick to it.
So to have it and to stick to
Yes.
it. Okay.
That's the million-dollar answer right there.
Okay. When you have this writing schedule, what will change for you?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is I will feel productive. I will feel like I'm doing what I've set out to do. I'm reaching a goal. Because eventually, if I stick with it, I will have completed the book project.
Okay. Where this book project fits in your life?
Let me think about that for a second. Well, it's, as coaches, we like to help people. And so it's a helpful resource book. And it's not about coaching, but it will have a coaching element to the topic. And so it fits in my life because I can use it as a tool, as a resource for, my coaching clients, for even future coaching clients I don't even know yet. So it would, I've never thought of it like that. So that was a really good question. Really liked that question. I mean,
So
I
I
thought
hear.
of it as a resource, but I never looked at it as how does it fit into my life? So that was a good question.
So helping people with this resource. Very nice. How will we know at the end that we reach the your outcome, your writing schedule?
Yeah, that's a good question because, as you probably guessed, I have written a schedule before. So it's not just about writing the schedule on the calendar, it's actually about doing it.
So sticking it to it,
Sticking to it, dragging
sticking
on top
to
right, sticking to
it.
it. Yeah, so I can get it on the calendar, but it's yeah, so but just for our conversation, I guess where it takes me, by the end of our time today, what my outcome is that I want a writing schedule and I want to stick to it. So I guess there's something more in there that I need that's gonna help me stick to it. And I guess I'll know that as maybe we discover it. I don't think I'm there yet.
Okay.
It has to be more than just writing it on the calendar. There has to be something inside of me that passion and drive and desire. I think that, you know, that I will say no to other things and stay to what I have put on my calendar.
Mm. So if I understand correctly, schedule is already there. So
no, it's not right now. I have tried it in the past. Mm. So that could be something to look at. Yeah, we could look at that, and I could, you know, find the time that is most likely that I could carve out to do this.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. When do you think is the best start for us to explore?
Well, something that's coming to mind is that when you asked me the question, where does the book project fit into my life? And that was something new for me that I really hadn't thought of. I think that's where I'd like to start. Because I think if I really can put some passion behind that, mm-hmm. that could be my driving motivator. To carve out the time on my schedule.
Yeah, as you said, your passion and drive and desire. Mm-hmm. So where is it in this Your Life project?
Well, I really do like to help people. And what I'm writing about is something that I experienced personally. So I know that when you're writing something that you've experienced personally, you are can be considered an expert. And so, you know, that would be where my confidence would come in to write, because I've experienced it myself. And because I've experienced it, that gives me the passion to want to do it. But I guess what's coming to mind now as we're talking about this is I think there's some underlying fear there.
What is it about?
I think I know you probably heard of writer's block, where a writer puts a page up and it's a blank page and they're just like, you know, stuck. That's what I feel like. It's like, maybe it's even an overwhelm of maybe not knowing where to start. Maybe I feel overwhelmed by the project. I don't know. Or maybe I feel like nobody's going to want to read it, or, and so I talk myself out of, you know, making the time to do it. So
yeah, you said helping people with your own experiences before.
Yes, right.
Which your experience is so valuable for people and can help them?
Well, I know that when my mom was diagnosed with cancer, and I really only wanted to talk to the people that had gone through the same thing, because that helped me to, you know, walk through or know what's ahead. And so I think that's what drives me, is because I've experienced this, and, you know, it's just my story, but I've experienced it, and I can share and encourage others from how I was encouraged. Mm-hmm. So That was a good question too. I'm just gonna write that down.
What else are you passionate about in your experiences that can help others?
I just want to see people, you know, making positive changes in their life, even from hard circumstances, and seeing that there's hope, and that, you know, they don't have to stay in a not healthy place, that there's hope to move forward. So probably hope. I'm passionate about helping people with a lot of H words, helping people, providing hope for people, and giving, you know, the helping people part also has to do with giving them some tools, you know, to help them move forward. Yeah, that's good. I like that.
So helping, providing hope, giving them tools to move forward. How do you feel this passion in yourself now?
I took a breath and I feel like, okay, that kind of gives me a good starting point there. Because I think that's, those three things kind of replace the fear, the overwhelm, the rejection that keep me stuck in not writing and not, you know, making it a priority. And when I think about these other things, that then gets me excited to do something. And so I think it's just going to be a matter of, you know, it's going to be like, you know, climbing up a hill to overcome the fear, overwhelm, or rejection piece. And so I think I have to grace myself there in that process, so that, you know, as I put this on my schedule, I'm not thinking about those three things. I'm thinking about the helping people, the hope for people, and giving them tools to move forward. So I think what's coming to mind for me is I want to have that written down in front of me, you know, when I sit down at my desk, and just, you know, as a reminder, like just print it off, or even, you know, put it on a whiteboard or something.
It looks like strategy for your motivation.
So now I just have to look at my schedule, my calendar, and say, okay, you know, when is the time that I'm going to devote to this project? And then when I see that helping people, hope for people, and giving them tools to move forward, that's going to keep me sitting in my chair.
Okay.
I need to stay in my chair and not, you know, go play with my grandkids, or, you know, go do the laundry or something dumb, you know.
Okay, so
I got that, and now just I need to figure out the schedule time.
So when you have these three things, helping people, providing hope, giving them tools in front of you, what does schedule look like?
Yeah, well, realistically, right now in my schedule, Mondays and Tuesdays are good. And those would be like fresh at the beginning of the week. So, you know, Monday mornings, I could carve out 2 hours in the morning. I better put Monday a.m. And Tuesday, I would have to do it probably mid-morning. I was wrestling in my head between afternoon. Sometimes I get tired in the afternoon and I don't know if I have my best brain power So I would say Tuesday mid-morning, you know, after clients and whatnot. And so I think that's a reasonable, doable for me. It doesn't feel overwhelmed. It doesn't feel like I'm trying to put too much. And if it does, then I would probably just try to keep it to Monday, you know? So now I just have to, I have to try it out. I have to put it on my calendar, make my poster. It's going to go right over there. So I'm going to look at it. And yeah, so then this Monday is designated 2 hour. Designated 2 hour writing for helping people, bringing hope for people, and giving them tools to move forward.
So when do you see this poster on your wall and in front of you and your schedule?
Well, I want to put the poster or the whiteboard or whatever. I don't have a whiteboard, so I'd have to go get one, and I have to do that later, but, or go out later so I can get it today.
Okay.
I know it sounds so silly, like, but I do really feel like it will really help me. And then for the schedule, I would just, I'm going to put it on my phone right now.
It sounds like a plan. Yeah.
So there you go.
What else might help you to stick to the plan?
Oh, let's see. Okay, so I added it in. Well, I think what I would need to do, tell my husband, of course, tell my daughter, who's the mommy of my grandkids. Like, grandmama can't play these 2 hours. And then... yeah, I just have to protect that time.
Protected time.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else what helps you to protect that time?
No, I think yeah, it's gonna be a test on Monday when the time comes. And you know, what does that look like to protect my time? What am I going to do? But I feel good about it.
Okay, we are approaching closely to the end of our session, and I would just check how was it for you, and how do you feel about the desired outcome of our session?
Well, thank you. Your questions were great. They helped me shape kind of my why that I hadn't really, you know, I've thought through some things, but I hadn't really thought through specifically related to it being on my calendar and how to hold that space and protect it. So thank you for that. I really appreciate that. That was new. Like I said, that question was new for me. And I think that, you know, it just feels like a turning point for me, even though my to do that, you know, what I'm going to do seems, you know, like silly, but I think it matters for me. So thank you for helping me, you know, craft that and figure that out. And yeah, so then you're going to be part of the process of when this all gets finished.
Oh, I'm very glad.
My dear.
Is there anything else you want to do or say before we close the session?
I feel good about it. In the middle there, I was feeling a little bit like, but you got me to a good place. And so this is good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I assumed it was okay to come back at this point. What do you think?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Do you want me to go off camera, Luba and Dragana?
For me, it's okay. I'm completely okay with you on the camera. So whatever you want.
All right. Well, then, okay.
Okay. Dragana, before we discuss your session, I was just wondering how you'd like to structure it. If you have any preferences, do you want me to lead? Do you want to lead it? What do you want to do?
No, just I just trust that you will lead it.
Okay.
In a way that it supports you.
All right. So I know that before the session started, you said you wanted to focus on discussing coaching presence and active listening. So what do you think now? Is this still the focus, or you want to start somewhere else?
It is still a focus, and I also want to, if you have some notes about creating awareness, I will be grateful. If not, it's okay, because I didn't say anything about this in the beginning. Presence and active listening. Yeah.
Okay. What do you think? How did maintaining presence go for you?
I think that it went pretty well. Somewhere in the middle, I was a little bit confused. I didn't know how long do we have. And then I just pressed a fingertip to my phone and saw that we have 10 minutes left. So then I was a little bit relaxed that I knew that we have enough time. Otherwise, I think it went well. Yeah.
Okay. I also observed some things about your coaching presence. I think you were really focused on Jackie, and I noticed that you were taking some notes and that you were checking the time, but it was so subtle that honestly, you know, you always kept eye contact with the client. You were fully present with your whole energy in the space, and that was very clearly seen to me as an observer, so I really admired that. You were responsive to the client. You were noticing what she was saying exactly and paying attention to her language. That was great. You gave her time to think about the goal for the session and what it meant to her. And, you know, especially when you were contracting with Jackie for this session, you let her speak, you let her think, and that was wonderful. There were a few moments where I think maybe your coaching, maybe, you know, you could have invited a bit more silence into the session, because I was noticing that you asked many great questions. So Jackie took notes, and I noticed that there was one question in particular. You ask her, which your experience is valuable and can help your clients? And she responded. And then you asked another question, what else are you passionate about? And this second question felt a little bit rushed, because Jackie was still writing and she was in her thinking process. So maybe, you know, just being a little bit more observant about the client's thinking process could make the session even, you know, richer. And I've also noticed that few observations were offered about Jackie's, you know, nonverbal language, probably. So, or maybe it would also help the client if you could share some of your observations about what's happening to the client at the moment, not only about what she's sharing. What do you think?
Yeah, I I noticed myself also that she was still in a process because she was writing, and I jumped, I don't know, maybe twice or three times with question, and was aware after that and stepped back a little bit, but it was too late. Yeah, I was trying to pace her with her body language a little bit. What I could do better is also to put out in words what I observe, because her body language is really expressive. So yeah, this is a thing I also observed.
Okay.
For myself.
Okay. Are you complete with our discussion about the coaching presence? Would you be willing to move to active listening?
Yeah. I think that we already, I thought that we already covered also this one.
I tend to make detailed notes, Dragan.
Okay.
That's why maybe I have some extra feedback to offer on active listening. How did you feel about this competency, all in all?
I was really lucky with Jackie's English. I have more problems with British version of English. So I was so happy when I saw that I will coach her. So it wasn't so hard for me. And I really tried to capture her words, especially the three ones that she want to have in front of her all the time, and the part when she was talking about how this issue is related to her life. So she found out what motivates her. So she said passion, drive, and desire at the beginning, that she need to find this to really stick to the schedule. So I put an effort really to remember those words.
Right.
And use them.
Yeah, I noticed that as well. You used a lot of the client's language on the contracting stage when you were creating the coaching agreement for the session, and you were paraphrasing and, you know, checking in with the client whether you got it correctly. You used all of the keywords that Jackie used to express her why. And I also noticed that you were, you know, offering her some of the phrases and words she said in the beginning of the session, and connecting it with what she said later in the session. So I thought that also showed your active listening skills and how you maintained your attention on the client throughout the session, and I thought that was really, really well done. Right. So as I've already mentioned, the noticing clients' emotions, energy shifts, and behaviors could also go under active listening, and this could have been a little bit, you know, more expressed in the session. Mm-hmm. But all in all, I also think that you did a great job by, you know, paying attention to what the client was communicating and what she actually meant by that. And I've heard your concern about coaching in your third language. Is that okay if I offer a piece of experience that I have with that?
Of course.
Right,
yeah.
Because yeah, I coach in English, which is not my first language either, and I train coaches in China, and we have big expat groups. Like, we can have up to 10 different nationalities in one room, and I say that's always a wonderful experience. And I read a research that said that people who coach in their second or third language usually are pretty good at making observations and creating shorter questions and paying attention to what the client is saying. So I think that it can really be an advantage to sessions in a way.
Thank you. I never look at this point of view. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Dragana, is there anything else that you'd like to address in this bit of a mentoring session? We still have a minute or so.
Mm-hmm. So how was with coaching agreement and concluding the session? What did you observe?
I thought the session structure was pretty good. You were coaching in the markers, and you I noticed that in the beginning the co-creation agreement stage was well done. You asked her the larger goal and the session goal and the importance of the goal and measures of success. Then I thought there was actually one question I got curious about, because Jackie was coming up with sort of two agendas, or what it seemed like two agendas for me. One was creating a schedule, and another was creating this passion or desire to follow the schedule, to stick to the schedule. And I was just curious to ask you, you know, if you had kept recontracting with her or just narrowing it down a little bit and get her to choose one or the other, how do you think the session would have gone?
Actually, she said that she already had prepared the schedule. So I was a little bit confused. And then I asked her about, so you already have schedule? And then she said that not in details, but yeah, somehow yes. So then I asked about this passion and everything. Maybe I could give her two options also. But I heard that she said that she already had the schedule, so yeah.
Right, lovely. Yeah, and you did ask her where she wants to start this discussion, so you did let her choose the direction for the session. That was great. Maybe just the observation that there were actually two smaller agendas instead of one could be helpful to the client. And at the end, you helped her create the action plan and set the deadline for that, and partnered with her to complete the session, paid attention to the time management and progress of the session. So I think the session structure was very solid.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dragana. I think our time is almost up.
Okay.
And it was great mentoring you today.
Thank you. It was really nice experience. Thank you, Luba.
Happy to hear that.
Okay, Luba, nice work. Okay, yes. I'm finding you on my screen. There you are. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful mentoring. Really nice job.
Sharing.
Yeah, you're welcome. How was it for you, Luba?
For me, it was, I think it was okay. On the one hand, it's not my first experience mentoring.
Right.
But I normally do group mentorings, not individual mentorings. At the same time, I felt I wanted to get used to the language of giving feedback in a way that it's not so maybe directive, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I really wanted to partner with my mentee to help her discover the way she can, you know, do something in her way, in according to her coaching style, instead of, you know, being a little bit directive about my vision of what, you know, what it looked like to me or what should be happening in my opinion.
Okay, good. That's beautiful. And I think you did that. I think you were really, you doing that very well. Yeah, go ahead.
I tried, yeah.
Yeah, I think you were very inviting and asking her, you know, at the beginning of the mentoring, asking, do you want me to lead or do you want to lead? So just really from the right from the start, bringing in that kind of collaborative relationship and really checking in with her. So I thought you did that really well. Yeah, you were, it was very conversational, which of course we talk about a lot, Luba, making sure that you are engaging your mentee and not just giving the download of your thoughts and your information. So I think you did that really well as well. Yeah. So you had asked her about the, specifically what she wanted you to pay attention to, and it was those two areas, maintaining presence and active listening. And so you checked with her and said, okay, is it still those two or are there others? So that was great, I thought. And then you asked her, how do you think maintaining present, how was that for you? Something like that you asked. Great way to start to ask her, get her talking, what was her experience, and then building from there. And then you did share, you said, I observed some things, and you shared some examples of Dragana being focused on Jackie, and that you made some specific examples about her taking notes, checking the time, but how subtle that was, and that her, you know, her presence was still maintained, and that, and how, yeah, how much you admired her being so present. And then you, yeah, you said you gave her time to think, especially with the contracting. And then you brought in a couple of areas that you also noticed, the growth areas, right? And you said, you know, maybe you could invite more silence. And you gave it a specific example of when she had asked a question. And then maybe, as you noted, maybe ask another question a little too quickly. So I thought, yeah, well done with that, to sort of blend the two. You were talking about this area of maintaining presence. And so you were acknowledging what you saw working well and also giving an example of maybe something that she would think about for the future. What do you think about that?
I think that it was important to, for me as a mentor, to be fully present in this space of a coaching session to notice, you know, not only the verbal exchange or Dragana's coaching mastery, verbal coaching mastery, but also, you know, what was happening with the client and observe the client's process at the same time as I was observing the coach's process.
Yeah, good. And you really brought that forward for her, for Dragana. Yeah, yeah. So bringing some attention there, I think that was really great. The one note that I might make there for you would be to check in with her. What did she think after you gave that feedback? You know, what did she think? What did she notice there? Then you went on.
I asked once, but maybe.
You did. You did.
Not at that time.
Not right at that time, but then you did, actually, because you went on to say, if you share observations, something about, this can also help if you share observations about what's happening with the client. And then you said to her, what do you think? So it was just that one little place that I felt like, you know, maybe you went forward, but it's minor. It's very minor, Luba. So, yeah. I'm searching for things to give you as growth areas. So. Yeah. So nice. And then you went on, are you willing to move to active listening, checking with her, and then moving on to that area? And you acknowledged her for using a lot of her language, a lot of the client's language, paraphrasing, et cetera. And then you also gave her a note about maybe also noticing the body language. And that would be something that she might think of adding. So I thought that was great. I love that you gave her some of your experience about the language issue. I thought that was really nicely done, and to not only to support her and acknowledge her, but to share some of your own experience, because you have that experience. You are also coaching and mentoring in a language that's not your first language. And so I just thought that was a great way to build that rapport and connection with your mentee. So nice choice. Really nice choice there. You asked for anything else, and then she asked you, what about the agreement? What about the structure? And you were able to really be specific about areas that you saw there as well. So nice add-on there. Really nice. And so the only other note I might have for you would be to ask her at the end what she's taking away. Sort of just a completion type of thing, right? What do you think?
I think that's definitely important. And I think that maybe I got, as I was talking about all these inner and outer processes, I kind of forgot that as a mentee, Dragon was also having her own process, and that was important to respect the end of the process.
Yes. Okay, good. Good. Thanks, Luba. Yeah. Okay, wonderful. So you're on mute again.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, saying, thank you.
Okay. And I just want to ask you, what are you taking away from our conversation? And you're on mute again. Oops, it keeps putting you on mute. I don't know what's happening.
Okay.
There you are. There you are.
Right. I'm taking away the importance of observations and partnering with my mentee until the very, very last sentence.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you very much. Thanks for working with me. Good. Let's bring Dragana back in for just a moment. Dragana, can you share a little bit? How was that for you to be mentored by Luba today?
It was a nice experience. I like it. And I also observed the things she reflected to me. And I didn't feel that something was missing at the end.
Okay. Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you for great coaching also.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for coaching and mentoring in English. yeah, appreciate that. Okay, good. All right, let's bring everybody else back for a moment. And any comments, questions, noticing that anybody wants to share as we wrap up?
Well, I just want to say that I thought Dragana did an excellent job. I did present her with two topics, but I was okay the way that she chose to move me along in the conversation. So, because I think she understood that I had already tried one and that I was looking into the other one. So I was okay with that. I also felt her presence with me when we were kind of in the middle and I was kind of like, ooh, I don't know, you know, and I felt that even though she may not have said that to me or asked me about it, I felt that from her in her pacing with me. And I appreciated how she kept recontracting with me. And so I really did get some new thinking from her that I am excited about. So thank you.
Thanks, Jackie. Okay. Anybody else? Okay, great. Great coaching, great mentoring. Very nice. Yeah. Moving right along. You all must be really pros. That's what I say. Okay, good. I am letting Jamie know that we are ready to come back whenever she is ready to bring us back into the main group. I'm going to stop this recording now so that I don't forget to do that before we leave this breakout room. Since nobody else has anything.